Sea turtles are infrequent visitors to the cold waters of Southeast Alaska, yet two were found dead this winter within just 4 weeks of each other, one in Ketchikan and one in Sitka. Green sea turtles are notorious travelers, known to venture far beyond their tropical and subtropical homes. Bruce Wing with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Juneau says they typically wander as far north as northern Oregon and central Washington. But to make that final, unusual leap into Alaska waters, they have to hitch a ride on the warm Japanese and North Pacific currents.
If they get across that boundary there along Vancouver Island, they'll get up into there, and then the current will take them northwards around the Gulf of Alaska and out.
Green sea turtles have been known to travel the currents as far north as Saldovia and Cordova, but still, they're a rare sight, with only about 20 occurrences within the last 30 years, according to Wing's records. When they do show up, they capture the public's imagination and Wing's.
Of course, for me as a biologist, yes, it's interesting.
Both turtles found in Southeast Alaska this winter were found dead, not unusual. Of the 20 sightings over the last 30 years, only one was found alive. They usually show up in Alaska late fall or winter. But as tropical and subtropical species, their bodies shut down when temperatures drop below 46 degrees.
So I suspect that what they've mostly died from cold stress, then drifted ashore, where the beachcombers can find them. I attribute that to the hunting season.
Sitka's turtle was found by hunters on December 27th. Out looking for deer on nearby Kruzoff Island, they came across the carcass of a 130-pound female, and promptly turned it over to the State Department of Fish and Game. The department's veterinarian, Kimberly Beckman, praises the hunters for their quick response. Because the body was intact and not frozen, she was able to learn a lot about its life. For example, the female was sexually mature, at least 25 years old, and had laid eggs in the past. And she also learned about its death. She says it did not die from the cold.
She had very adequate body fat and had none of the signs that we see with cold shock in turtles.
When Beckman cut open the intestines, she found that the lining had been eaten away by an ulcer. That, she says, is what killed the animal.
There's inflammation going on so that the animal can't absorb any nutrition, and because of that ulcer, it's actually a route for bacteria to get into the bloodstream from the intestinal tract, and that's actually what kills the animal.
Beckman doesn't know why the ulcer developed, but according to biologists with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, these infections are not uncommon in green sea turtles. And Beckman says she was glad to see that the animal died from natural causes.
It wasn't a piece of plastic obstructing, which is one of the more common things that cause sea turtles to die, is they ingest plastic or debris, fishing debris. They can swallow hooks and get killed, you know, from human interactions. So it was nice to not have something like that.
Sitka's green turtle is technically an East Pacific green turtle, also known as a black turtle because of its dark coloration. It's heading down to NOAA headquarters in Hawaii soon for further testing. Ketchikan's turtle will also be sent to Hawaii this month to be necropsied. Special Agent Drew Matthews with the National Marine Fisheries Service out of Ketchikan speculates that animal did die from cold shock. According to Matthews, all sea turtles are protected species. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.